Welcome back to the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. This is Tom McNew. We are on location this afternoon here at St. Joseph's Catholic Academy, and we have some award-winning guests for y'all this afternoon. We're going to get into the awards and get into what they won and their inspiration. We got a group of seventh graders and a group of sixth graders here. They're going to join us along with the art teacher here at St. Joseph's. Appreciate everybody joining us. And without any further ado, Mr. Armas, please introduce yourself and the program that these young people got involved with.
Good afternoon. My name is Carlos Armas. The program the students entered was the Junior Vase Art Competition. That's a TAEA sponsored visual arts event, which recognizes exemplary intermediate middle school and junior high school artwork.
Okay. Is the art broken up into particular categories?
Yes. So there are three divisions. There's Division 1, which is for first-year art students, Division 2, second-year art student, and Division 3, third-year art student.
Okay. And so all three, are all these children, or all these young people today, they were in which division?
They were all Division 1. It's their
first year.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Okay. All right. And this program's been around for a few years?
This program's been around since April 24, 1999. So this will mark the 27th year.
Wow. Wow. Now, this is the first year, though, that St. Joseph's has been involved in this.
Correct. This is St. Joseph's first year participating in the program.
So how did you find out about it?
So I'm a formal art teacher for a public school, and my students typically would enter.
Okay.
And I thought it was just for public schools.
I see. And then when you found out it was open to any of the schools within the area.
So I got hired on at St. Joseph's late January, and I'm typically a juror at these competitions.
Okay.
I judge the artwork.
I see.
And I asked, I said, hey, is this open to everybody or just public schools? And they said, no, you can participate as a private school. So that day I came back, dropped out as a juror, found a replacement, and I invited the students to participate.
So what was that conversation like with Mr. Pardita when you told him, hey, we're going to do this?
He extremely supportive, extremely happy.
That surprises me. I'm kidding. I'm being sarcastic.
Well, no, it surprised me. I'm not used to getting this much support. So, it was phenomenal. From the beginning, admin has been very supportive.
Now, if memory serves, you were telling me that the kids had like a long time to prepare for this.
So most students have a year. They can officially start preparing now for next year's competition. However, since I was late to start, they only had a week to
one
complete.
Week.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And so, are there? Is it all just drawings and sketchwork, or is there different categories of art that are judged?
So all mediums are accepted. Okay. There is no specifics. The only certain things, like it cannot exceed 24 inches by 36 inches.
I see.
But other than that, any medium.
Okay, okay. And for those of us like myself that are uneducated, medium is paint, watercolors.
Paint, watercolor, color pencils, crayons, acrylics, pens, ink, even 3D sculptures.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay. I guess you'd need a little bit more than a week to probably do a 3D sculpture. Yeah. That's something you work on for next year, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. And so talk a little bit now. You said that St. Joseph's is in Region 12, is that right? Is that what you said?
Correct. So Region 12 spans from Copper's Cove all the way to Georgetown and then to the Waco area.
Okay.
So it's over 70 schools that participate in, and it's roughly 9 to 10% of students that go to Junior Vase. So this year there was over 640 students that participated.
640 students from 70 different schools. These are all for St. Joseph's perspective, it's all junior high, 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, right?
Correct.
Yeah. And so then they're all different mediums, and it all gets split up. And then, so talk about the judging as a from the perspective of a juror. How does that kind of go about?
So we have several questions we have to ask students. The most important thing is we want to know that they understand art. Mm-hmm. So we ask them about the elements and principles of design. We ask them, why did they create the artwork? How did they create it? Uh-huh. So there's a whole interview process. 50% of it is the artwork. The other 50 is the actual interview.
Okay.
So these students actually had to practice, do their artwork, everything in a very short amount of time.
In a week. Yes. They had to not only create their individual pieces, but be able to explain some of the artistic elements behind it, right? And then and be well versed enough to stand for an interview. Now, they stand as a group, or they do individually?
They do individual.
Wow.
So we had a set time to come in. Our scheduled time was 10:40,
uh-huh.
And at that time they called us by school, and they went back there on their own. And sat there with the judge who asked them all the questions.
Wow. They sit with one judge, or is there a panel?
No, there's a one judge per student.
Ah.
But there was a total of, I believe, 40 judges this
time.
Okay,
okay. So that's pretty intensive for the judges as well.
Oh, it is. We see everything. We see on average anywhere from 20 to 30 artists.
Okay. And so what are the kind of, when you say the elements, so what are the kind of things that from a judge's perspective that you're looking for, or rather for the students to be able to explain when you ask them questions about the elements of their particular piece?
So some of the elements are like line, color, texture, mm-hmm. value, shape, and we want to know that they're able to use that vocabulary. Because anybody can say, hey, look at this pretty picture, but to be able to describe, how did you make it? I use lines to create depth, I use lines to create this, or I use color, value, the texture on a tree. So having them be able to talk about their artwork,
okay,
that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, wow. So you've been teaching here for, gosh, like 90 days or something like that, right?
Still on probation.
Still on probation. We'll edit that part out. And so really, I mean, being able to, I know that there's been an art program here for a while, but getting them focused on these particular aspects for the competition probably took a little bit of an effort. Yeah.
From my part or the students?
Yes.
I believe I had the easiest part.
Okay.
Because these students are eager. They wanted to do it. They actually were coming before and staying after.
Yeah.
And sometimes asking permission from other teachers to come to work on their artwork.
Wow.
So I always tell people that the hardest job is their job.
Yeah.
All I can do as a sponsor is print out their name and labels. And that's about it. I'm not allowed to actually help them. We don't know. We can guide them. We just can't do the artwork. So they did 99.9% of the work.
And during the point where they've got the artwork done and they're prepping for the competition, are you allowed to coach them or guide them as far as the interview portion of that?
That part I am. Yes.
Okay.
Because but that goes hand in hand with teaching them about art.
Sure.
So most of them already knew because we spoke about those terms
mm-hmm.
in class. Now, however, three of the students are not currently enrolled in art this year.
Oh, wow.
So we talked a little bit more, but they already knew. They had some background knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is really kind of an entirely new language.
Correct.
To a degree. Yeah.
Like the word medium. I mean,
yeah.
Typically, right. we're talking about size, you know, and clothing, but medium or media. We talked about that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fascinating. So how many of the students do you get to see in a particular week, I guess? Do you see all of them? Or?
So I see grades pre-K through 8th grade.
Okay.
And I think there's a total of 120 students here, 120-something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's only a handful that don't take art.
I see.
They chose a different elective. So mm-hmm. I guess anywhere, probably see roughly maybe 105, 110.
Okay. So this is your chance now to ask Carlos Partida, without asking Carlos Partida directly, what you want to do next year for the art program here at St. Joseph's. I'm not going to hold you to this. He will, but I won't. I mean, you have big plans for broadening and introducing other mediums, as you said.
So I think one of the things we've already discussed is, of course, having them participate again next mm-hmm. year. But there is another program for elementary.
Uh-huh.
That program, that event takes place early January.
I see.
So next year, I'm hoping to involve elementary as well. So we'll do the elementary competition and the middle school competition.
And then the elementary competition, I would imagine, kind of sets the stage for them to participate in the junior competition and then later on in the senior.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's great at this age. They get the experience because once they make it to high school, they can still participate.
I see.
And in high school, they're actually they have the opportunity to earn a scholarship.
Wow. And the scholarship for any school?
Correct.
Yeah.
Any school.
They just have to be in an art program at wherever.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. That's a great opportunity for them. Okay, so let's meet some of our award winners. We're going to start. Girls, we're going to start with a couple of our seventh graders, right? Okay, good. So, girls, I'll let you just kind of introduce yourselves, and then we'll ask some questions.
I'm Catherine from seventh grade.
Okay.
I'm Savannah from seventh grade.
Okay. Now, y'all both live here in Killeen?
Well,
yes.
I do.
Good. So how long have y'all been going to school here?
I've been going here for about 10 to 11 years.
Okay.
All your life.
All your life. Since like pre-K 3, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Savannah?
I've been going here for like 2 years.
2 years? Yeah. Okay. Now, are you from Killeen or you just move in?
Oh, I've been here all my life.
Okay.
I'm from Killeen.
Okay. So you were going to public school for a while?
Yeah.
And then came
in. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Okay, so Catherine, talk a little bit about your artwork, and remember, this is radio, so you're going to have to describe it a little bit.
So I decided to do a piece I like to call One with Nature, where there's a girl who is supposed to be fading into the nature with the tree, the grass that her hand touches, and she is slowly like fading into the grass and into the sky. There's like a moon with butterflies, and they're supposed to be coming from her fingers mm-hmm. to show that she's like fading away.
Okay. What was your inspiration behind this?
I really like nature and fantasy, but what really like tied me over was I read this book, Percy Jackson, where there's this girl who her dad, to save her, turned her into a tree. So I took inspiration from that.
What's the name of the book again?
Percy Jackson.
Okay.
I don't know which one. I forgot.
Oh, it's like a series?
Yeah.
Okay. For young people?
Yeah.
I am not familiar with Percy Jackson. You could just call me old right now. I don't mind. Okay. So now you went to the competition. What kind of questions did they ask you?
They asked me about what media did I use.
Mm-hmm.
And
what did you use?
I used watercolor and colored pencils because they blend well together.
Okay. So talk about that process. So, because there's a lot of us, myself included, that are not artists, and so we don't understand what you mean by when you say you're blending watercolors and because you think when you say watercolors and colored pencil, I think it's just going to run off the page, but you're talking about blending them together. How does that work?
So like when you have watercolor, you kind of have to use a lot of water.
Okay.
Obviously, but. When you're doing it, you have to make a gradient, which is like the colors, but they're fading to match my theme.
Okay.
But like you have to make sure that you use different variations of colors so they can blend more easily.
Okay.
To create one that like a color that looks all the same, but are different colors.
Okay. And then how do the pencils come in?
The pencils came in because I really I wanted to do marker, but I decided pencils because you can erase with pencils. And if you don't like it because markers are permanent
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and so pencils are just easier to use without like having to worry much about if it's gonna look good and mm-hmm. it's my final piece
so do you do the pencils first and then the watercolor or the other way around?
I did the pencils first, but I think I might do the watercolor next time.
Oh, you could do it either way.
Yeah.
It was really just the way you chose to do it. Okay, why that way? Why watercolors first? Or why pencils first? Excuse me.
Well, I didn't really decide I was going to do watercolor until, like, the very end when I had my backgrounds left.
Okay. And you decided, let's just do something crazy? Throw some water on there?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you were in the competition now, what other kind of questions did they ask you?
They asked about, like, what principles and, like, again, media, and what was most important, and what was, like, the most critical decision you had to make about your piece.
What was the most critical decision?
It was
whether or not to throw water on it?
Well, partially. But my most critical decision would be, like, the watercolor and how, like, to make the dress, because originally it was just the outline of flowers and leaves.
Okay.
But, like, I decided to color it in to give it more, like, a complete look.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what they look for in, like, your artwork.
Okay. Were you nervous when you went there and talked to the judge?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Real nervous?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, the lady was nice.
Is this the first time you've done some sort of a competition like this?
Yes.
Really? Were you excited about it? I mean, when Mr. Armas told you about it, what was your reaction?
I was like, I was immediately going to choose to do it.
Okay. Did you know exactly what you wanted to do from the get-go? Or did you have to stop and kind of think?
I had to stop and think.
Yeah. And did you get some help from Mr. Armas or from anyone else as you were trying to figure out what you wanted to draw?
Well, I talked to one of my friends, but she's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Her name's Lorena.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, oh, that's so good. You should do it. And I decided to. And then, like, there's a flower crown and, like, butterfly crown and butterfly.
Uh-huh.
And so my friends decided, like, maybe you should do that since it matches your piece so well. And I decided to do that, too.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Okay, good. Miss Savannah, talk to us about your inspiration. Well, first, talk about your piece.
So it's like a ballerina, and she's like in this, like, red dress. And she's, like, on a hill with, like, clouds, like, around her feet. And she's, like, reaching for this, like, really, like, bright star. Like, really bright star.
Okay, and what kind of, I'm learning a language here, what kind of media did you use?
I use the same as Catherine. Uh-huh. I used watercolor and pencil, but I also used oil pastel.
You did? Say the last thing again.
Oil pastel.
Okay, what is that?
It's like a wet crown kind of texture. It's like, it looks like a crown, but like whenever like you like use your finger or like to blend it.
Okay.
It's like a wet crown, kind of.
So it's paint that you get to use with your finger. Because that's how I got through kindergarten.
No, not exactly.
Not that exactly.
No. It's like really, really thick, kind of.
Oh, okay.
You could just make it. It comes, like, it on, like, the paper, it looks like paint, but, like, it's not. Like, the texture is not the same at all.
Okay. Now, did you do kind of the same process as Catherine? You did the pencils first?
Yeah, I did the pencils, and then I did the watercolor.
Okay. And talk about a little bit about your inspiration now. Why a ballerina?
So, I think I love the way they, like the way that, like, their body is. Like, I like the way that they, like it reaches.
Mm-hmm.
And I also, like, love to dance, so.
Okay. Is this from a particular ballet or just a ballerina in general?
No, just like a ballerina in general.
Okay. And did you use like pictures that you were referencing or just was an image that was in your head?
A little bit of both. Mainly the picture like in my head, but I did look at a couple of pictures on like online to like see like the way it like looks.
And talk about your color scheme now.
I use like a purple, which is like a purple and a blue for the background. And her dress is like red kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And like her ballet shoes are like the same. Well, technically it's called point shoes. Her point shoes are red, like the same shade of red.
Uh-huh.
And the heel's like a hunter green.
Is red your favorite color?
Not my favorite color, but it's one of those.
One of them.
Yeah.
Okay. And now in the corner of that, the drawing, she's reaching towards the moon or the sun?
That's a star. It's like a really, really big star.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
I don't know. I just that's how like I saw it in my head. It was like it just I felt like it looked like I don't know how to describe it. Like I just that's just like the way I did it.
You just got the inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So talk then also same questions to you about going into the competition. What kind of questions did they ask you?
Same as Catherine, just like what did I use to do it? Like what medium? Mm-hmm. How did I do it? Like what was the process of doing it? And like did I like mess up or like did I make
Did you mess any? Up?
Yes. So for the start I ended up using way too much water and like it like spread everywhere, so I had to like make it look like it was intentional, and to do that I like made it look like the star was shining super bright.
That's so fascinating. I'm taking a really close gander here and now I can see what you're saying. That's really cool though. I mean that's really incredible that you were able to kind of overcome, you know, what could have been a critical mistake. How did the judge respond to that?
She said that it was like a happy mistake and then like I should be glad that like it happened because it actually made my piece like a lot better.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's very cool. Were you nervous going in there?
A little bit. It was kind of like intense. Like we weren't like allowed to talk in the hallway and it was like, all right, let's go. And then it was like an empty classroom and it was just like, it wasn't.
Did you girls have the same judge?
Yes, we did.
We did.
We were back to back.
Okay. She was very nice, though.
Which one of you went first?
I did. I went first.
You weren't allowed to say anything to her when you came out of the classroom at all, were you? Okay.
But you did tell the judge that we were best friends.
I mean, we are, though. Are we not?
Yes.
Okay, so now at the end of the day, when did y'all find out about your awards?
We were
there. Well, let me back up. Now, first... Catherine, y'all got the same award?
Yeah, we got the same thing.
Okay, what did you both get?
Gold, which is like the first tier of winning.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so at the top of the chart, or nearly the top, right? And so do you know how many other people in your age group and in your category got gold medals? Do you know?
No, I know that quite a bit of people did.
Do you know how many?
So I want to interrupt and say that there's actually four ratings that they get.
Okay.
Rating one is emerging. Rating two is developing. Rating three is strong. And rating four is excellent. They didn't just get gold. They got excellent.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we did?
Yes.
He never told us that.
Well, they don't tell
us. Exciting news.
So they got excellent.
Wow. That's fantastic. Well, congratulations to both of you. That's wonderful. So we got just a couple minutes left here, and I want to know about what your plans are for next year.
I am going to do it again. I know that I'm going to do that. I'm also going to be in art next year because I wasn't in art this year.
Okay.
I switched electives last minute. But I am for sure going to be in art next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to be in art and I am going to do the competition. And I want to do like the Northern Lights, like reflecting on water.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Why?
I absolutely love the way the Northern Lights look. And I was actually in art last year in my sixth grade year. And I actually did that for like a school kind of competition and ended up like winning, that. And I think I do pretty well with that and I love the way it looks.
Have you seen the Northern Lights in real life?
No, but like I have seen pictures and pictures I think it's beautiful.
Okay. Pictures don't do them justice.
I know, but.
Miss Catherine, what about you? You're going to be in, are you planning on participating next year?
Yes.
Do you have an idea of what you want to do? Or are you just waiting?
I think I have an idea.
Okay. You want to reveal it now or you want to hold on?
Oh, I'll reveal it.
Okay.
But Mr. Armas wants us to do like two instead of one.
I see.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
About that. Because he says that like, well, he didn't say, but I think that you have a better shot and two, like you're allowed to only enter two. And so you can do a sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
And since we are going to have enough time this year, I'm going to do a sculpture as well.
Okay.
But I'm also going to do, for my drawing, I'm pretty sure, like, almost set in stone now that I'm going to do a Mexican dancer.
Wow. Why?
I like I love flowers and bright colors, mm-hmm. and I think that it would make the picture pop out.
Mm-hmm.
And also, and like, I have a lot of time to do it now, so I can.
Sure.
I could do a painting with it, but I don't know for sure yet.
Okay. Okay. But you're going to do two things. And Savannah, you kind of reacted. You're going to do two things as well next
yeah,
year?
Yeah. It's kind of not very optional, is it, Mr. Armas?
He said
no. No, he's already said no.
So do you have to do two?
Okay.
I don't know what my second piece is going to be. I think I'm going to think about that one.
You chisel something out of marble? Or?
Oh, absolutely not. I'm not good with that. I already broke like two of my mom's like vases and like frames in like 1 week last week. I broke my mom's.
Maybe you don't want to have this conversation on radio. Right? No, that's okay.
It's okay. I broke my mom's measuring glass and her like picture frame, so I'm not good with glass or like anything like that.
Okay.
But I love to make, I am really good at making pipe cleaner flowers, so I might doing that. I might do that.
Pipe cleaner flowers.
Yeah, so it's like you bend like pipe cleaners into like different shapes, and then like you put them together, and it ends up making like a flower.
I see.
They're very popular, like especially for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and you're thinking about doing something in pottery or sculpture?
It's 3D art because Mr. Armas said that there's not a lot of 3D art out there, and like looking at it, there was mostly all pictures, and to stand out, you wanna really wanna like do something that they haven't seen before.
And I would imagine creating something in the third dimension or with a third dimension is much, much more difficult than doing drawing and paint or whatever.
Pottery is like hard. I don't know if I'm gonna do it, but because like if you have to bake it unless you use air dry clay, and sometimes it can break, so it's like better to have a long period of time to do it.
I see.
So I may do that.
Well, girls, congratulations. I know that everyone is going to be excited to see your pictures. We'll if nothing else, we'll make sure and link the school's website, because I know that they'll be on the school's website here pretty soon. And congratulations again, and good luck in your future endeavors. Mr. Armas, thank you very much for your time. We're going to come back next week. We've got another group of young people that we want to talk about their experiences with the competition. And it's our younger crowd, if you will. And we're going to hear more about their particular inspiration right here on the Armor of God Catholic Radio Network. Thank you all very much for joining us. And remember to put on the armor of God.